Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, it's the end of 2023.
Hey, remember when Bad Bunny said,
"Y empezar el 2023 bien cabrón"?
Yes, I remember.
His expectations were a little too high on that one.
You know, I still want justice for Gabby.
Get in here!
My name is Curly.
And I'm Maya.
And welcome to
the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast.
A super secret club where we talk about super secret things.
Yeah, like secrets that are super.
That's what it is.
In each episode, we'll talk about love, friendship, heartbreaks, men, and of course, our favorite secrets.
Get in here!
Welcome to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. How you feeling, Curly? How's your spirit?
You know, 2023 has rocked me. It has made the walls of this kahoon tremble many a time. Many a times that even a blood vessel bursted in my eye at one point. I've had to go on a lot of different mental things for myself, but I feel good. My spirit is actually really, really, really good. How's your spirit, Maya?
Good. I'm just reflecting off of, like, I don't know, just all the things that I thought would happen this year and the other things that did. And I'm just open and ready to receive downloads. So with this episode, you know how Spotify does Spotify Wrapped? This is Curly and Maya's 2023 Wrapped of the Year.
That's right. And get ready. Buckle up. Get ready for the ride of your life this episode as we take you back to your year and our year.
Get a snack.
Beep, oh. Bing, 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 bing. Maya, how did your 2023 go overall for you?
It was very interesting because the year before, 2022, was amazing. It was so good for me. I traveled all over. I felt like I was in my bag. I was like doing all these different things. And then everyone's like, oh, 2023 it's going to be good, but it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, like money-wise. Yeah. Remember we were talking about it? We're like, oh, yeah, like, people keep saying 2023 is supposed to be different.
The recession,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and then it was. It was different. It definitely was a different year, you know? But it helped me to really get my shit together mindset-wise to be like, we're not going in scarcity mindset. Hell no. So this year was the year of getting out of my scarcity mindset.
I know. This year for me was kind of like one of the hardest years for me, but I felt very equipped to deal with it. Like, I felt like my entire life had been set up for me to be able to handle this year. And it was really like very interesting. Like, I feel proud of myself with the way that I handled it. I am ending this year feeling like an actual adult and feeling like I have grown into the man that I always wanted to be. And I'm not done, but I do feel like, you know, like we did good, kid. We did good. Cue the country music. You know what, Curly? We did good, kid.
You're like on a rocking chair. Yeah, a wooden rocking chair.
I've got wheat in my mouth and I'm spitting it out. Oh no, that's my tobacco. But yeah, let's get in there, shall we? First topic, of course, our favorite topic of the year, of it just in general, was love. How did love go for you this year?
Love kind of took a backseat a little bit for me. So on TikTok, they do their 2023 dating wrapped. So they're like, I went on 14 dates this year. So that's how I wrote this outline, is like, how many dates did you go on? How many dates did you go on, Curly?
Oh my God. I'm not as bad as I was before in my 20s, but I go on a lot of dates. I don't really call them dates anymore. They're dates, but I just go and I hang out with people and I see how I feel. But I've gone on a lot, I would say.
Give us a range, like.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Maybe like, I would say maybe like 20, maybe.
For the whole year?
Sounds like small. It sounds small, huh? It
sounds small.
What if I said like 40?
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. I mean, look, I don't sleep with guys. I don't hook up. I don't do any of that. So for me, like a date is literally just like hanging out and talking. So
40 dates doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. I feel like maybe like mid-20s, I would say, for yeah. me. Because I also was seeing, I think it has to be like 20, because I was in a situationship this year. Yeah, for most, and I'm very loyal. So I would say like low teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. What about you? How many days have you been on?
Mm-hmm. Zero. I went on 0 days. Oh my
Yay!
God.
Yay!
Oh my God. No, I'm not picky. Well, I don't know. I'm a hesitator. Okay. I think I had a crush on someone for the first half of the year and it seemed promising at some point. And then I kind of got sad about him. And then, yeah, I just feel like, you know how you have like you have two people in your love life or maybe three on rotation that you get sad about. Like every once in a while when you're done being sad about one, you're like, and then remember what, like, anyway, so I feel like it didn't hit for me this year, so I didn't go on any dates, nothing that like anybody would set up either.
Yeah, I will say just to give you credit as your bestie, like you didn't go on dates, but you did go on a lot of those 2-2-2 events, 3-3-3 events.
Yes, 2-2-2. Yeah, and that I'm going to talk about the friendships too.
Yeah, I think that's really good because like it's not like you were like cooped up and did nothing. Yeah, I think that
you're right. Let me explain that. 2-2-2 is an AI generated event thing. So basically, you fill out this whole like personality test. And then they set you up with five people to have dinner with and random place. And they're supposed to be people who are compatible. So you could use it for love or for networking or for friends. I used it kind of for all of it. And I made a lot of friends this year. Mm-hmm. And who knows if one of them could potentially be something. But yeah. I definitely did not stay in my comfort zone. I definitely went out a lot. With people I don't know to practice conversation. So I did try a lot. Crushes? How many crushes?
How many crushes? It's hard. Like, I really was in this relationship. But I think I got, like, there was maybe two guys outside of my relationship that I was, like, once I broke up with my ex, like, I was, like, whoa, I really like this guy. Like, he's so different. And then the second guy I had a crush on, and then now we're friends, and the second guy I had a crush on was like, oh shit, like this guy's so cool. He's also really different. So I would say two crushes this year. What about you?
I don't remember. I think I had that one. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. I don't know what. Do you remember anything else?
I think I know like two.
Who's the other one?
Wasn't there one that would draw photos? Remember, he would draw stuff.
That was from like 3 years ago.
Okay.
You always bring him up too.
Oh my God.
Remember the guy who would draw you photos?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like this year was just that. And then what about enemies?
Oh. Have we made any enemies in love this year?
I don't think so. I think I've had like heartbreak, and the heartbreak makes it sometimes feel like somebody might be a little bit of your enemy, but once you get over the pain and you're like, it's fine. We didn't work out. I don't hate you. I don't care. Like I'm like, I'm good, baby girl.
There's definitely some heartaches this year, right? For love.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember crying over that guy who's just a pen pal, like feeling so like, why can't he just make the move? Or why can't he just act like this guy doesn't, he didn't, we had been talking on Instagram for like so long and he has not asked for my number still. It was the end of the year.
I just rolled my eyes so hard.
And everybody in my life was like, girl, no, like he's not into it or no, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, shoot your shot. Tell him you say what's up.
But how come like, it's like only me shooting my shot?
I feel like that's where I turn into like a flirt where I'm like, what's up? Like, let's do this. And then I'm like, that's something that I need to work on in therapy, though. Like I told you that I feel like I get very like, I want to hang, and then I like lose focus and I have to, you know, focus on something. But I feel like for me, this year was more of like the year of the heartbreak, but also the year of knowing that I could survive heartbreak, right? Like I feel like I also had a heartbreak in 2022, right? Or when did I break up with my last boyfriend? That was 2021. Yeah, that was 2021.
You were single and then, for a minute a little bit.
Yeah, I was 2021, and then I met my next person in 2022, and then we broke up three times. So then we broke up three times, and every single time we broke up it was like painful, but by the third time I was like, it's fine, just keep it going, girl, we're good, like keep going and just, you know, call it a day.
This man.
But I feel like, you know, I will say that the learning lesson for me this year in terms of dealing with heartbreak and dealing with a breakup has been that it is always about you. It will always be, you are the one who can kind of bring comfort and love and adoration to yourself. Speaking about me as well, like it has always been me. It is our journey. We pick up the pieces and we keep moving. And I am always, as always, within my gratitude of having learned these lessons through heartbreak, through love, through the cuddles and the kisses. Like, how exciting is it to be alive, to be able to experience other people and kiss on them and hug on them and get your heart broken and you know, keep it moving. How wonderful it is to be alive, truly.
That sounds like a song. Through the kisses and the cuddles. Through the kisses and the cuddles.
How wonderful. If you can take the chance to fall in love.
How wonderful.
And get your heart broken.
Take the chance to fall in love and get your heart broken. Facts.
Truly.
True,
like,
true. I believe you. Like,
what do you want next for your 2024?
I am ready to be married, girl. I'm just ready to settle it down. I'm ready to have my house. I'm ready to have, like, potential, like, in a couple years or so, like, a pop-out kid. Like, I'm ready, you know, let's go.
I feel like for the first time in my life, I actually have no expectations. You know what I started to ask myself? I feel like my whole life, I'm 36 years old, my entire life, I've had three goals: to have a successful career, to be in love, find that perfect person, and to have my home, to have a house. Everything that I have done in my entire life has been in relation to those goals. How can I get there? What can I do now in this moment with my afternoon, with my time to reach any one of those goals? And I asked myself, what if I was told that I was actually going to die within the next few years? How would that change me? And how would I feel if God was like, you're actually not going to get those, so just live it up? And I thought, what would my life look like in relation to not wanting to achieve, like, okay, like, you're not going to get the house. Go instead, go on a trip. You know what? You're not going to get your soulmate. Go instead, hang out with so-and-so and cuddle and kiss. And if it doesn't work out, it's fine. And if you don't get the house, the man, or the success, like, you get to define what success means to you. And if success means that you're in fucking Costa Rica right now, hugging up on a Costa Rican, then congratulations, girl. So I think that for me, 2024, in terms of love, I actually have no expectations and I'm excited for the ride.
Good. 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 What about, we're going to talk about ourselves, like ourselves. Yeah. What is something that you learned about yourself this year?
What is something you've learned about yourself this year?
I asked you.
No, but I asked you.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like I learned to be comfortable with my boundaries and not feel guilty for them. That's something that I really learned about myself. It's hard. It's a hard question.
It's a hard. What has been my, maybe I can go, like, my one lesson that I learned about myself. I will say that there's something about, like, getting older. There's something about understanding your mortality, I think, and getting to a place with the self of going, like, I've learned that I, like, enjoy sex more than I thought I did. I'm learning that I'm enjoying my sexuality a little bit more. I'm learning that I enjoy being quieter. I don't like to be the star all the time. I mean, like, needing to be the
okay,
the person in the room. Because that's one thing that I've learned is, like, I developed this big gay personality as a young teenager to protect myself. And I felt that I a lot of times needed to be the gay in the room. And I think that as I've gotten older, I've become okay with being a gay in a room and being a human in a room and not necessarily wanting to or needing to be the center of attention in any way. And also that I'm horny.
Cool. Love it. Because you being the center of attention, why is that bad for you? Like, why does it have like a bad...
I know, it's always been kind of bad for me, huh? I've never liked it. I don't know. I think that for me, being the center of attention has always felt like... it's always something that I just have naturally received my whole life, and I just don't... And I think at a young age, I was kind of told that in order to be successful, I had to be those things. And I think that I just... I also just like the idea of being able to maybe just... do things for me, you know? Yeah. Like,
I have mine. I found mine.
Yeah, what's yours?
I learned so much about myself this year, but more so that I don't, this isn't something to be bad. This isn't something like super bad, but like if I were to be alone for the rest of my life, like I would be okay. Like, that's not what I want. And I also realized that I'm never alone. Like, and with that, like, I've just got more comfortable with my own presence without it needing to be defined by a guy or a friend or my family member. Like, I validate my experience of where I'm at right now and what I choose to do every single day. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like I've been on, you know, like a cookie cutter, not a cookie cutter thing, but like, going to college, university, like I didn't go. I dropped out. And then yet, like, we're getting to speak at colleges. And they see me as, like, worthy
successful.
Enough. Successful, credible to be studied in a university. Like, that to me signifies that there is not one way to get to where you want to go. And I feel like I need to follow the beat of my own heart drum.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
follow my own wind and I'll get there. But in the meantime, you know, it was lonely this year. It was really lonely this year. So but I didn't feel alone, you know? So I think I really got a sense.
That sounds like a song. It was lonely this year, but I did not feel alone.
Sounds like Eeyore. Sounds like I was a little sad girl this year, you know. But if that made any sense at all, I feel like I have a better sense of myself since I turned 30. Like, where there's just some things that I'm like, you know what? I don't want to spend my time on if you like me or not. Like, I don't care that you don't want to spend time with me and you want to spend time with somebody else. Or, like, I don't care to be invited to whatever. Like, I may talk about it and get upset, but I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah,
I just don't, because it is energy, and energy is so precious. And just like what you were saying, if we were to die tomorrow, like, would I have wanted to spend my last day stressed out because I didn't get invited to a party or an event?
Yeah.
Hell no.
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 Fuck that.
And with that also, it's I think I learned that we also, like you said, make our own definitions of success. So me going to events and dressing up, all that stuff, like, that's not success to me. Like, success is being able to do what we're doing right now. Besties talking on this podcast, like
hanging with our besties who are listening right
now. Yes, like, you know, getting to make our own hours and truly doing what we love. Like, that is a success. Absolutely. No matter what, how much you get paid for it. But it's the happiness for me. So.
Absolutely. I will say that too, that like with age and every year that comes, no matter what happens, if you can find ways to change your perception of what's going on, right? Like, you know, take a moment to take a step back and be thankful for the lessons and who it's creating and who it's making you to be, how it's molding you. I think that's really cool. Just honorable mention too, my therapist this year was like, I think you are have kind of moved into more of like a secure attachment style. So like, even right now, I was telling you that this guy I met on Tinder was trying to tell me that I'm an avoidant attachment style. And I'm like, I'm actually not an avoidant. I know that, like, because I'm have been working very hard on becoming a secure. And part of my secure attachment style right now is saying that, sir, I just met you through Tinder 4 days ago. I don't owe you the type of communication that you would give somebody in a relationship. And because I'm a secure person, I can say that to you and not worry about upsetting you or people pleasing and setting my boundaries and being like, even though you're professional, figure yourself out. That has nothing to do with me. Ching-a-ling, ching-ching. As Beyonce says.
As Beyonce says.
Ching-a-ling, ching-ching.
Move. What are we proud of each other for? This that we did this year.
I'm proud that you really stepped into your talents a little bit more this year. Like, you did an improv show. You headlined it, which is something I've been telling you to do for a very long time because you're so good at it. You've stepped into a lot of things that I think made you feel uncomfortable, like on stage, you know, in terms of showing other parts of your talents as well. And I also like, you know, the 222 thing that we talked about. I know that that's something that was super out of your comfort zone. Like, you're somebody who is very comfortable being at home. And I think the fact that you went out and took a lot of chances in terms of experiencing different things and people, like, I think that that's challenging for you. So I'm happy that you did that as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you have been, Curly has been my biggest champion throughout my career from the day that we met. Like, yeah. Seriously, there, I feel so great. I don't want to cry.
Every episode, I don't want to cry.
No, I feel grateful to have like angels all around me. You know, like, our community is just, everybody I feel like is so helpful. And when we see talent, like, it's not something that we are intimidated by. We are celebratory of, you know, like, because we've seen each other in our own magic. So, you know, there's a lot this year. And last year, I feel like I coming off of the high of like that big commercial that I did for Bud Light, mm-hmm. which I don't condone Bud Light after all the transphobic stuff that they've done. But yeah. After the success of that, I feel like I kind of peaked a little bit. You were like a big reminder that you were like, you kept telling me like, no, girl, like, you're funny. Like, keep going. I'm like, okay, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've always told you, I see you as like Lucille Ball. I see you as, people describe Lucille Ball as being somebody who is, somebody said Lucille Ball was a great mixture of being somebody who was beautiful, like somebody who you could look at and go, wow, she's so glamorous. She's so beautiful. But she could also tap into her comedy and be so relatable. And so they could hit the Hollywood actress part, but they could hit the human part. And that's how I always see you. Like, you could walk into a room, be really glamorous, but then you could also, you know, make a really funny face and not be afraid to show the ugly. And you're like, that is so.
I'll do anything. for a little steak face.
So funny.
This year, I feel like I really saw you in relationships and stuff and in love. Like, you have made an intense transformation from when I first met you, who you were dating or just your dating history and stuff. Like, you have really worked, put in the work, clocked in those therapy sessions, in accountability, you know. And I feel like I was a little nervous. There was a point, I feel like, I don't want to say too much.
With my situationship?
With your situationship. Uh-huh. Yeah, with your situationship, I was a little nervous because, you know, I feel like I was like, no, Curly, no. Like, I could see what was happening. I knew mm-hmm. this would happen. I knew it was not done. You know, it's one of those things, if your best friend starts dating someone who you don't like for not reasons of you just being a bitch or being whatever, mm-hmm. but for genuine reasons. If you don't like the way they treat your best friend and you see your best friend, they deserve way more because because you have been putting in so much work into like therapy, research. You've been doing so much research.
Actual research.
Like as if you were studying this as a course. So not only that is you're smart about it. You're very intelligent. So, you know, there was a moment when like, you know, I feel like you really got yourself through that shit. That's just hard to date someone who you dated. Like, I remember I went through that shit when I was 19 and I was young, like so young, and I couldn't, you know, I was just flailing, and it lasted for so many years after. And it is painful. Yeah. And I truly believe that it did something to my brain. Like, you know, but I feel like I'm so proud of you for fighting. Like, you are a fighter. You're a fighting girl.
Yeah, that's why I'm proud of myself, too. Like, I feel like I'm like, I did research. I gave patience. I gave time. And I went back. And I went deep. I went under the water. And I asked my therapist. And I said, and she's, you know, brought up the idea, I was like, I'm going underwater. And if you at any point feel like something is happening, tug on that life cord and be like, come up. And I remember one session, she was like, I'm tugging on that life cord. And I was like, okay, like I have to come back up. I've learned everything that I need to learn. Thank you so much for the spiritual journey that was. I love so much who I've grown into being. I feel like I have always worked with Future Magic Curly as being like, this is Future Curly, like chill Curly. And I feel like I'm at the beginning of that.
And you're kind and you're nice. Kindness is everything.
Yes, which leads us to our next one, friendships. Like, how did you feel your friendships went this year?
I made a lot of new friends through 222, the AI-generated event thing. Because they send them out every single year around Los Angeles. I think they're coming out in New York soon. And so, like, there's one in Silver Lake. There's one in downtown. So you just kind of show up and have dinner with these five random people. And I've met so many people. They came to my show. Like, it was just something that is so special that I feel like I feel like I had a lot of friends through my work, through like family stuff. And I feel like I'm like, I want to reach, because I don't know, sometimes with our community, everyone does the same thing. Everyone's in it. And I feel like I wanted to meet different people who had nothing to do with what we were doing.
I agree.
I ended up like meeting people who are in our like creative circle, but I've just never met them before. So it was amazing. Like, networked and everything. So but yeah, I made some new friends this year. It's really cool.
Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I feel the same way too. I feel like I met like a lot of new girlfriends who just inspire me in a lot of different ways, who are really good at balancing like different things that I really admire, right? Like, you know, Mish Prada, like just the way that she handles things when she moves through life. Like, I just am like, and have dinner at her home and she just is so welcoming, you know, like, even just kind of like getting closer to Gabriel, our late night talks.
Gabriel will,
you know, walk me through long conversations about dealing with my relationship. And, you know,
we
getting
love
close.
Him.
Absolutely. You know, continuing my relationship with Meli, like Meli and Tejas, who, you know, what is going through her stuff right now, too. Julissa Prado, Gabi from Rizzo's Curls, like different people who I have known, but who this year I've really tapped into a little bit more in terms of
the gems of our community.
Absolutely. You know, just being like, oh, I'm hanging out with people who I love so much, who I can be myself around, who I can sit on a couch with and just be really chill, but who also inspire me in ways that I go, oh, that's so cool. I wonder if I can do that too.
And they're, you know, secure.
Absolutely.
And they're not mean. And they didn't get to where they are by stepping on people.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and of course, you know, my besties like you, Joyce, the Ups, Johnny, Pechuga, like my beautiful Michael, like different relationships that I've had already that I just am continuing to foster and hold really close to me as well. But what do you feel like has been your greatest friend lesson this year?
Oh, friend lesson. I feel like a lot. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot. Oh, assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on my habit of jumping to conclusions and making assumptions about people, of what they think or why they didn't invite me to this or why, like, mm-hmm. I took everything so personal, and even to where like I would be like so stressed out of like, oh, like they said they were coming, like should I save seats or should I do this and that, and I'm like, they didn't even message me to say that they were coming. I'm like, and that's
yeah.
I'm like, then they didn't even message me to see if to say that they were coming, and I'm like, it's not personal, we're all gonna see each other. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, if you wanted to text them, you could text them. You know, like, shit like that, where it's just like, for what reason? For what reason am I, like, making a big stink about all this stuff? Like, assumptions are the devil.
I feel like, for you, a big one this year has been control.
Oh, yeah, and control.
Mm-hmm. I think that you're kind of being like, because you're... For those who aren't listening, Maya's more of an A type, and I'm more of like what, like a B type, like a A B type. What would you say?
We're
like
A's in different in different fonts.
Okay, I like that, but I don't. I feel like I'm like always like whatever about everything. Like I'm like, yeah, it looks good. <I'm>
like, we switch. There's certain things I feel like I'm lax on, and then some that I feel like. You're like different interests, but yes, we're both type A with different fonts.
Look, if you say I'm a type A, I'm excited for it because I feel like I need to step my bussy game up. I feel like, Curly, you're too chill.
You have
everything.
A you lot need... of freaking stuff on the fire.
Really?
You got a lot of cooks in the kitchen up there.
I love that. I love that for me.
You said that I'm type A.
Oh, yeah. And I was going to say that I think that you're learning to kind of be a little bit more chill about let people let them.
Oh, yes.
Let people show up how they want to show up. Yes, I'll do my part. But if you, it's okay. Do your thing, you know.
And it's not personal.
My greatest friendship lesson this year has been the continuation of the quality of your friendship is not determined by how well you get along. It is determined by what you can survive and get through. And so if you can talk to people that you love and communicate, get through it, get to the other side, It doesn't make you better friends if you never fight. It doesn't make you worse friends if you guys like don't see eye to eye on things. If you guys can continue to move forward through different iterations of yourself as a unit, as best friends, and get through things, you'll be fine. Which brings me to career. Like, how do you feel like career wise?
I think there's a lot. Every single time I had to do a performance live, I feel like, and I had to do a couple live this year that I feel like were transformative, because that's where you really have to work on your control. I got asked to audition for Broadway for this Real Women Have Curves musical, and so I did that. And
which you have to tell the story of one day. That story is so funny. We'll save it for another episode, but it's so fucking funny.
That was probably a huge moment for me, because that's when I basically felt like I flopped. And I talked to the casting director. He came to my other show, and he was like, "You didn't flop." But I was like, "I did flop." And I'm not like classically trained or anything. But the fact that they found me on social media and saw me like worthy enough to audition and still like encourage me to keep going, like even though it was so intimidating, like that was probably the coolest thing that happened, because it's such a freaking bucket list, dude. Like, all my life I've wanted to be associated with Broadway, on Broadway, whatever, but I did not have the money to go to school like that or to take the lessons. I had a dad who was my music teacher, basically, which is great. And for a Phoenix Desert girl to audition for Broadway, bitch, you can't tell me anything.
You did it for the girlies. You did it for the desert girlies.
I didn't get it, but...
Not this one.
But the next one.
But the next one. It's and just, the next one.
It was just such a bucket list, and it was completely far out of my comfort zone. So what about you?
I feel like career was a little bit different this year. I kind of had to like pivot in a lot of ways with the strikes that were happening. But I will say that one of the ones that really helped me a lot was helped me financially, and really just, you know, I was super excited about, was being able to talk about death on with PBS, you know?
Yes. That was a whole ass show. He hosted a whole ass show for PBS.
Yeah, that was super dope. Like, I hosted a show about death. I love talking about all of that stuff. I'm not afraid to talk about grief. I'm not afraid to talk about my own death, the death of others. It is something that I'm very comfortable holding space for. And I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to talk to different people in the death community in terms of and all the different things that go into this one huge sacred moment in life, which is death. So for me, it would be my PBS show. It's called Dead and Buried, by the way. So if you YouTube Dead and Buried, Curly Velasquez, PBS, you can watch all the episodes. All right. So my top three media moments off the top of my head of 2023 that I was very excited about was, I want to start with my favorite musicians, I will say, or musical artists this year have been City Girls. City Girls have really reminded me of like my sexy side in a lot of ways, and kind of like who I was in my 20s, and allowed me to kind of experience music, particularly hip hop, in a similar way as I did in my 20s, being excited about hearing raperas kind of say things that are so far from what I would say, but secretly would like to say. I really love
like that. What's an example?
There's a line from the City Girls. It's a song called Piñata, which I really love. And she goes, "Why are you in my business, sir? For this convo's gonna cost you a fur." And I just love that, you know, she's so like, why are you talking to me? Like, for this whole ass convo, you'd better buy me a fur. <And I'm> like, I'm too nice. Like, I literally would be like, oh yeah, hello, sir. Oh, you know, yes, hi, nice to meet you. But I just love, like, the idea of being at a space where you're like you're waste of time is money, and like you need to like pay up if you want to talk to me, which I just love. Like, it's so far, but I, you know, would love to be in a bar being like, why are you in my business, sir? But this convo's gonna cost you a fur. You know, I'm not doing it any justice, but
mine has to be Beyonce. Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce. Renaissance was life changing. I listened to it the entire year and last year. Like, when I listened to it in Europe, when I was in Europe, because I felt very uncomfortable, like solo tripping on a group trip, and there were a lot of like non-brown and black people, and everything they thought I did was exotic. Like, I was exotic. And so I had to listen to Renaissance to anchor myself. So I listened to that. And then the Renaissance film.
Yeah. So good. So, so good.
That's the moment. That's the only thing I have that was spectacular.
I just looked up like some of the top moments, and one of the ones that cracked me up in my head is Angela Bassett did the thing. Remember how it was just became a song, like Angela Bassett did the thing, and
Angela, like, Bassett did the thing.
Yeah.
My woman king.
Oh my god,
she's laughing all the way to the bank because she's a new,
she really, well,
I don't
know, is.
Was she a Disney princess in the new movie? I didn't see it.
I don't know, but we did talk about two, you know, Angela Bassett did the thing, Shakira had a really crazy year, we did see Harry Styles spit on that guy,
allegedly.
Rihanna also performed at the Super Bowl. Wearing, well, to me it was I was a little bit bored.
She's pregnant.
I know, but I was just like, I like costume changes.
She's pregnant.
Call me gay. But I like,
as a pregnant woman, costume changes.
She could have done layers. Like, you could rip off layer by layer.
As a growing a whole ass human in your belly. I'm not doing costume changes.
I'm just gonna say one thing.
Beyonce did it. I know. She did do it.
Beyonce would have done it. Not to point fingers at anybody. But one thing that we were discussing before the recording of this episode was kind of like a little bit of the downfall of Bad Bunny this year, which I also thought was really interesting.
I would argue with you on that still.
Look, I'm mad at how he treated Gabby. I'm mad that I think he used her voice on one of his tracks without any permission. I think it was her, was the girlfriend before.
I'm not saying I support any of it. I'm just saying that he's still very much like, this was his year. SNL, for him to be on SNL, like, yeah, hosting, you're right, was like,
you're right,
a big shit that happened. Like,
you're so right. And yeah, it was his Kendall big Jenner moment.
He did that campaign. It was, he had a huge year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought the SNL was like cute and funny. It was great to have, like I said before in a previous episode, like it was great to have like a lot of Latino references that maybe we have done before, especially Jenny Lorenzo has done before years before. Now it's just being on TV and approved for TV. but like, yeah, this was his year. I thought it was okay. I thought there were cute moments, but like once Shrek became on SNL, like, it's gone. Shrek is gone. Anything SNL Shrek does. Over. Sorry.
It's done.
I love SNL, but
it's over.
No.
And now for our Zodiac section.
What signs
did I lie?
What signs are we more curious to learn about next year?
You go first.
I'm thinking a little bit like dating wise. I feel like I'd want to maybe hang out with like a Leo. I dated a Leo a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, eighth grade. Yeah. And I didn't kiss him because he had milk crusted on his lips.
Oh, in the eighth
Jacob
grade?
Jacob Miller. Yes.
Wow. I would totally be very interested in getting to know more Scorpios and more Geminis, because you said that I had Gemini in my eighth house and that I should consider getting to know a Gemini in terms of love situations.
Yeah, because Taurus is, you've been associating yourself with some earth signs that are in your seventh house, which makes sense. But, you know, same thing for me. I have Libra and Virgo. So should I try
Libra?
I don't
Why are you in my business, sir? That's what I'm going to say to all the Tauruses next year. Well,
thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. We're so excited to have been with you guys for another year. And we're excited to be here another year, hopefully.
Yeah, and hang out with us next year. We'll be back next week. We're so excited to talk to you and chat with you. And we're so grateful that you spent 2023 with us. We're hoping that you take us into 2024. Keep growing with us. Keep learning
with
us.
Yes, we're casting a spell. We're casting a love spell right now.
Yes, it's going to be a great year. No matter what happens, by the time you hear this, we might be a few days away to 2024. No matter what happens, know that it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing.
Can I do a little thing? Everyone close their eyes, okay? Take a deep breath.
My eyes are closed.
And as we transition out of this year into the next year, we are transitioning with strength, clarity, so much self-love that is making our cups pour over and into other cups, and other people's cups are flowing into your cups. And then you're like, is this alcohol? And you're like, no, it's grapefruit juice. So you take a sip of it. You're like, this is too sugary. I don't know about this. Are you trying to poison me? Sorry. Basically what I'm saying, let go of some of the weight from this year, like some of the baggage. Let go of some of the baggage. Be okay to let it go. And, you know, pack a light bag for 2024. How about that? Pack a light bag. A bag for 2024.
I love that. Pack a light bag. Pack a light bag. Keep it moving.
Yeah. You're just going on a weekend trip.
Well, Maya, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Maya in the Moment, M-A-Y-A in the Moment, anywhere you scroll. What about you?
You can find me at The Curly V Show on Instagram or TikTok. I forgot what the name of the app was for a second. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Super Bestie Club. We love you. Happy New Year.
Wow, wait. You guys are going to be hearing the past versions of us last year. We're in the past right now.
A Happy New Year. Be safe. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Fireworks, 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 fireworks.
Who am I going to kiss? Right. Who's going to be my New Year's kiss? Okay, bye.
Make sure to hit that subscribe button to hear more episodes every single week. The Super Secret Bestie Club podcast is a production of Sonoro in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Is it hard for you to understand English when people speak fast? I'm Connor from the Listening Time podcast, and my goal is to help you understand English better. That's why I created Listening Time, a podcast designed to help English learners improve their listening naturally. In each episode, I talk slowly and clearly about a different topic, like travel or US culture, and I give you the transcript that shows every word that I say. Listening Time is the perfect tool to help you understand English better. The Listening Time podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.